Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
While speaking about apostasy and false teachers, Paul Washer said something that every Christian should pay attention to. For context, the passage of Scripture is in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Just listen to this.
Now, he says, doctrines of demons. This is doctrines of the devil's agents, because the devil's never referred to as a demon. But they are agents of the devil. And we know all about this, don't we? Look at 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
I want to highlight something important from this clip. Washer here highlights the fact that the devil has agents. He has evil agents that do his bidding. Certainly, these can be demons, but there is a group of agents that the devil uses in this day and age. And this kind of devil agent doesn't look like a demon. This agent doesn't sound like a demon, nor do they have any characteristics that scream out, devil's agent. Just hear this.
He says, deceitful spirits, planos. The word actually at the beginning came to mean a wanderer or a vagabond. Really. And then from that, it came to mean something of a deceiver or a seducer or an imposter. Someone who kind of walked around from town to town, posing to be something he's not, deceiving people, lying to people. Paul may have been using this with regard to all those traveling teachers that were causing him so much trouble.
The danger of false teachers is that they will present one thing to you, but give you something counterfeit. Matthew 24, verse 24 says, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. They will present you peace, but give you hopelessness and despair, everything that is the opposite of peace. The danger of false prophets is that they will tell you everything you want to hear. They will tell you about prosperity, all about good health, all about having nothing but good things. But they will not tell you about Jesus Christ and how he requires us to repent and turn away from sin.
I want to provoke you for a few minutes. I'd like you to think about this question. When the devil looks at you, what does he see? Does he see an easy target? Does he see someone who is spiritually vulnerable to attack? Does he see someone who is lost? Someone discouraged and ready to give in. You have to understand that nothing is hidden in the spiritual realm. Let me give you an example. In Acts chapter 19, the Bible tells us that God was performing extraordinary miracles through Paul. And these were really amazing miracles. So strong was God's anointing on Paul that the Bible says even handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched his skin were carried away to the sick, and their diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them. Now in Acts chapter 19, verse 13 to 16, it says, "Some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. They would say, 'In the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out.'" Seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. One day, the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know about, but who are you?" Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. Read verse 15 once again. The Bible says one day the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know about, but who are you?" The demon knew who Jesus was. It saw his authority. It saw the boldness Jesus spoke with, and it definitely saw God's power in Jesus. Now, what's interesting is the demon knew who Paul was also. The demon saw the anointing that was on Paul. It saw the presence of God that moved with Paul and caused those extraordinary miracles to happen. But now, all of a sudden, these seven sons of Sceva came on the scene. They saw what Jesus did. They saw what Paul did. They saw the miracles that God performed through Paul. They saw it and they wanted it. They wanted to be involved and get into the action. And before I go any further, let me tell you that you should never, never envy someone else's gift. Never look at the anointing that's on someone else's life and wish it was yours. Because for one, you don't know the price they paid. You don't know how many hours they've spent in prayer seeking the face of Jesus. You don't know what they've had to leave behind and sacrifice in order to answer the call of God. But these seven sons of Sceva didn't know that there is a price to be paid for being anointed. They didn't know that in order for you to cast demons out, your relationship with the Lord had to be deeper than just your words. It had to be your lifestyle. It had to be your center, your all, your very being. So these seven men tried to cast out demons by imitating the anointing. They tried to rebuke demons by imitating the power of God that they saw on Paul. And Acts chapter 19, verse 16 says, "Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding." The demon saw right through them. The demon saw that these seven men were all talk but no substance. The demon saw through the physical act and said, "Hold on a minute. These people don't practice what they preach. In the spirit, these people have no authority. They don't have a hedge of fire around them. They don't have a serious prayer life. These guys are no match for us." And I, for one, found it unbelievable that the Bible said the evil spirit jumped on them, overpowered them, gave them a beating, and that beating left them naked and bleeding. It's a lesson for us all. Demons can see whether or not you are truly connected to God or if you're an imposter. Demons can see whether the anointing on your life is authentic and from the Lord or if it's imitation. They can tell if you are a man or a woman of God who is spirit-filled or if you are a man or a woman who is a counterfeit Christian. Saints, it's up to us whether or not we decide to tap into the anointing, the gifts and power that God has given us. So I'll ask you this question once again. When the devil looks at you, what does he see? Does he see a Christian man or woman who has an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ? Does he see a man or woman who is lukewarm or one who is truly burning with a love and passion for the things of God? The amount of effort and time you put into developing a relationship with Jesus Christ is there for all to see in the spirit world. Make sure you are living a life of substance and not some form of counterfeit Christianity.
Have you ever asked the question, God, when will my breakthrough come? When will my blessing come? And I don't know about you, but have you ever felt like everyone around you is being blessed? Like they are being elevated and they are progressing and moving forward and you're, well, stuck? I believe that at times we could be blocking our own blessings because of a number of things we're doing or things, perhaps people even, who we're attached to. Now, one of the main causes or hindrances to a breakthrough is doubt. Doubt is an uncertainty of belief. Doubt is a lack of confidence in something. Now, if a Christian doubts, this is a serious matter because doubt for a Christian means unbelief in God. It's unbelief in God's word, and so doubt is a very serious thing. It's a serious matter that often results in a lot of people not fully experiencing the goodness of God, the blessings from God, all because they want a reason. They want answers. They want a blueprint of how, when, why, and where. But God doesn't work like that. God works with your faith. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Faith doesn't have to see in order to believe. But doubt wants to see before it believes. Faith doesn't need details of how, when, where, and who. It only needs to know that this is the will of God and it acts. But doubt wants a map, the blueprint, and step-by-step details before any action. A Christian with doubt asks questions like, "Where was God when this happened?" But faith will hold on to Matthew 28, verse 20, which says, "Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Now, the devil is one of the most potent sources of doubt. He stands for making you doubt God's word, God's plan, and his promises. Doubt hinders your relationship with the Lord. It works to discourage you. Doubt makes you question if God really is a provider. It makes you question if God can still heal or if he can protect you. This is the work of the enemy. The enemy makes you look at your problems rather than looking at God, and if we wallow and swim in doubt, if we don't stand up in faith, then how will we experience the joy of God blessing us? Doubt can be the very thing blocking your next breakthrough because you have placed conditions and limitations on the Lord. So I encourage you to fight and overcome doubt through faith. When you feed your faith, doubt will go. When you feed your faith, unbelief is destroyed. In addition to this, people often block their own breakthrough or blessing because they try and do things their own way. As humans, we tend to want to do things our own way and in our own time. However, the Amplified Translation for Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, "But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God like eagles rising toward the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired." The thing about waiting is that it signifies that things are not in your hands. Waiting means you are not in control. There's a waiting room at the doctor's office. There's a waiting area at an airport. In all of these places, we don't have a say. We simply have to wait. But for one reason or another, when it comes to waiting on God, we think we can skip the process and do things our own way. So instead of waiting for God to give you the right opportunity at the right time, you force yourself into a bad situation, all because you couldn't trust God in the waiting room. The same can be said about a spouse. Instead of prayerfully waiting for a godly man or woman to marry, you get yourself unequally yoked with someone, all because you fear waiting and missing out. By doing this, you are blocking your own blessing. There is a blessing in waiting on God, and I believe we must learn to wait. Stop looking at waiting as passive and boring. You are not helpless when you wait on the Lord. But rather, waiting means you are at peace with God's plan. You are in agreement with His schedule. And so you'll find that you will never benefit in the long run when you decide to take matters into your own hands. However, those who wait on the Lord, those who put their trust and faith in Him, will surely see the goodness of God. Now, you will find that one of the reasons why people often block their own blessing is all to do with inconsistency. A tendency to be stop-start when it comes to their relationship with the Lord. To be inconsistent is to live a life of contradiction. Hebrews 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. This means that Christ never changes. Christ is always consistent. And so I believe that as believers, if we are to get a hold of all of the blessings that God has for us, if we are to experience the breakthroughs and victories that are ours in Christ, then we must be consistent. We must be consistent in our prayer lives, in meditating on God's Word, and in living a life of purity. Having one foot out and one foot in is the sign of a lukewarm believer. However, I encourage you to be consistent in your walk with God. Be consistent in rejecting the advances of the devil. And I believe we can all learn from Daniel. Daniel prayed for 21 days before he received an answer from God. How's that for consistency? 21 days in consistent prayer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Waiting earnestly for God to answer. How we could all benefit from such consistency as we go through life. A breakthrough will always come when there is consistency, when there is a certain level of dedication in your actions day in and day out. If you are waiting there wondering, what is it that's blocking my breakthrough? What could it be that's blocking my blessing? Could the answer be in your inconsistency with God? One day you're devoted, the next you aren't so bothered. Or one day you're on fire, and the next you're ice cold. I encourage you to be consistent. Be consistent in order to get the breakthrough. Be consistent in serving the Lord faithfully. Your breakthrough lies in this. And so for every man, woman, boy, and girl listening, defeat the doubt in your life by immersing yourself in God's Word. Meditate on Scripture. Soak your mind with Scripture. As you do this, continue to wait patiently on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, and He will renew your strength. And finally, be consistent. Be all in for Christ. I want to talk to you about the strength of a believer. We can all think back to a time or a situation when someone in our life demonstrated strength. And I'm not talking about physical strength. I'm not talking about a father picking up his kids in one arm while carrying all the grocery bags in the other. I'm talking about real strength. The strength that can be seen when disaster strikes, when a hurricane or tornado destroys the family home. It tears up the walls, smashes the windows, and leaves nothing standing. But yet, the couple that just seemingly lost everything can come out of that situation praising God that they survived. That's strength. I think of Joseph. After such betrayal from his brothers, such treachery from his own flesh and blood, he forgave them. They left him for dead, and he forgave them? I don't know if you really understand the level of strength and grace that takes to do, because if it was a stranger that left you in a pit to either go into slavery or to die, perhaps you could take it. But your own family? This is more painful because of who they are to him, but yet Joseph was given the strength to forgive. And he did it gracefully. It wasn't a whimsical, "I forgive you" moment. No. Genesis 50, verse 19 to 21 says, "But Joseph said to them, 'Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive, as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones.' Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them." This is a man who was speaking from a position of strength. Strength in the Lord. You couldn't forgive something like that of your own will. You need grace. And so I would venture to say, all of us, regardless of denomination, whether you're Catholic or Baptist, all of us who believe in Jesus Christ ought to build our strength and confidence in the Lord. You don't just wake up and have the strength and confidence to face a Goliath. Not even David could do that. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 to 36, "But David said to Saul, 'Your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has struck down both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God.'" David faced lions and bears before he could face a giant warrior. God put him through these tests in order to build his strength. And I believe God does the same with us too as believers. The Lord takes us to different places in our lives so that we can be tested and grow. A test here to strengthen your faith. A test here to strengthen your need to read the Word of God. A test here to strengthen your prayer life. Every test has a purpose. Every test serves to build you in the Lord. He works on your patience if that's the area you're weak in. He works to humble you if that pride is getting in the way of His kingdom. And let me tell you this. Through it all, through all these tests, you learn to trust in Jesus. you learn to really trust in Him, and that's where you find strength. That's where you find real strength. The only reason David was able to face Goliath was because David had trust in God. He trusted God to see him through, and that was his strength. The only reason Joseph was able to forgive his brothers was because Joseph had trust in God. He trusted that what was meant for evil, the Lord would turn it for his good. And that was his strength. Moses could face Pharaoh. Why? He trusted the God of I Am. So I'm speaking directly to you if you feel powerless in the situation you're in. Until you start trusting in God, you will never have real, lasting, and true strength. Until you start trusting in God for the healing in your family, you'll always feel the need to give up. Isaiah 40, verse 29 tells us that He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Trust in God yields fearlessness. It yields tenacity and courage. When Peter walked on water, that was because he completely and totally trusted. That meant the laws of nature didn't apply because he trusted in God. The laws of gravity or physics didn't matter simply because he had total trust in God. But the minute that trust wasn't total, the minute that trust started to become doubt, he started to sink. Hear me when I tell you this. The strongest among us are the ones that trust God fully. Job couldn't have gone through what he went through and remained faithful if he didn't fully trust in God. Abraham wouldn't have come within moments of sacrificing his only son, his miracle child. He wouldn't have come close unless he trusted God. So let me ask you, do you have real strength? Do you have trust in God? I am personally praying for faith without borders. I want to believe with my heart and soul, with every fiber of being within me, that God can do the impossible. He can use me for His glory. He can heal me from the scars of a painful past. I desire to have trust without borders, trust with no limit, so that if I read the Bible and it says God will fight for me and I shall hold my peace, I will have no doubt in my mind that whether the fight is against a demonic spirit or the devil himself, God will fight for me. And so I encourage you to trust God, trust Him fully. Trust Him completely. Don't reason. Don't calculate. Just trust Him.
So remember that. When the spirit of fear attempts to enter your life, remember these words. You are of God, and in Him there is no fear. Now, the other thing about fear is that fear is from the opposer. The devil will oppose everything that is of God. And we need to be mindful of this. Where God stands for victory, triumph, boldness, peace, and pure love, the devil stands for fear, anxiety, worry, everything that will try and take your focus away from God. And we need to be mindful of that. Where Jesus Christ is the pure light, the way, the truth, and the life, the devil is darkness, deception, and the father of lies. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14, "And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." Now, as believers, the Word of God tells us that we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Power defeats fear. In God's perfect love, there is no fear. And a sound mind, a peaceful mind, is one that is the complete opposite to a fearful mind.
Jesus Christ made a promise in Hebrews 13, verse 5. The Bible says, "Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." In case you didn't know, You can have money, but it will not save you. Money will not buy you eternal life. It won't buy you another minute here on earth. But if you have Jesus Christ, you have eternity in heaven to look forward to. Nothing on this earth can promise never to leave you nor forsake you, but Jesus can. He has promised to be with you until the end of the age. So today, even if you were to lose everything you own, you would still be blessed beyond measure because of that great promise. You see, I would rather have Jesus than silver or gold because Jesus Christ loved me while I was yet still a sinner. He loved me despite of my sin, regardless of my mistakes, and He's undeterred by my many flaws. That is grace.
It's important to examine yourself against the standard of God and His Word. Ask yourself, what ungodly things do I tolerate? What ungodly conversations am I involved in? What ungodly thoughts am I entertaining? The Amplified Translation for 1 Corinthians 11, verse 31 says, "But if we evaluated and judged ourselves honestly, recognizing our shortcomings and correcting our behavior, we would not be judged." This topic of self-evaluation, self-examination, and the judgment of self is hugely important if we are to become Christians who are living a life pleasing to the Lord.
When it comes to you being a Christian, when it comes to you being a child of God, what are you pursuing? What are you chasing?
Your trial will be a testimony for others to see how they can make it too. And the word I'd like to give you is that you are already equipped with what you need in order to survive this. You are already equipped with what you need in order to overcome this. You have what it takes. You have more than enough. So start declaring that you are an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror. Your physical eyes might not yet see it, but activate your spiritual eyes and declare God's word, which says that I've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. There is power in the blood of Jesus, and His plans are for you to prosper. They are plans which are good, to give you a hope and a future, because you are that important to God. Begin to see the worth in your life through God's word. God is trying to tell you, yes, you are that important. You can overcome if you hold on to me, if you hold on to my word and promises. The storm you are facing could be God saying to you, I need you to go through this for a specific reason and for this specific season. So before you go anywhere else searching for solutions, in Jesus you have someone who moves mountains, a God who performs miracles, a God who can make a way when there seems to be no way. Nothing is impossible with God.
I want to encourage you to make sure that you are rooted in Jesus Christ. Make sure that you are anchored in the one who died and rose again. Make sure that your hope, your faith, is built on the firm foundation that is the Son of God. Take the example of Daniel in the Bible. Although he was thrown into the lion's den, he was unshakable in his faith. He was anchored in Jesus. Look at Paul and Silas, beaten and chained up in a dark prison. But they still found the faith to pray and praise the Lord at midnight. Why? Because they knew that the one whom they were anchored to was greater than their circumstances. They knew that Jesus Christ was greater than those chains. He was greater than any punishment they would face. So even if all the odds are against you, continue to trust in the Lord, and He will raise up a standard against the enemy. People of God, don't be defeated in your heart. Don't feel defeated in your mind. No matter what you face, be anchored and fixed on Jesus. The trial you face may not look like Paul and Silas in prison. It may not be a den of hungry lions. But your situation might seem just as hopeless and just as intimidating. However, when you're in the thick of it, when you have nowhere else to go, don't allow yourself to be moved. Be unshakable in your faith. Be unshakable because you have God's promises to fall back on. Be unshakable because you have the Holy Spirit who will be your strength and your helper.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.